So when I was planning this and becoming the child, it kind of has a double meaning. One is that Christ is just born and we need to become like the Christ child. And the other is becoming like the children that we see around us and, you know, the great prayer that was done. And so that was just awesome. So as I knew that I was going to be doing this about 3 weeks ago, I started writing ideas down, and they're on this piece of paper, that piece of paper, that post-it note. And I decided, you know, they really ought to be, you know, kind of organized together. And so I'm on my computer, and hadn't been on my computer for a while, and I'm typing away and got two-thirds of the way done, and Windows needed an update. And so all of a sudden my screen goes blank, and it's rebooting. And I'm thinking, okay, Cindy, you got a couple options here. You can, you know, kind of freak out over this, or you can just look out at the snow and have a little meditation and know everything's going to be okay. And so eventually got done with its reboot. The screen comes back up and it's all still there. And it's like, great. I hit one key on the keyboard and it goes back to the first two lines. That's it. And so I'm like, I don't know why it did that, but I just went up to the top and hit the undo button, and that pulled all the rest of it back into the script. And so I thought, okay, I can use this, because there's no coincidences in the world. There's always God incidences. And so as you're going through life and you think, you know, you've lost something, just hit the redo button and go back. So I'm talking about being like a little kid. And one thing about a little kid, I just love this picture here. And unless you turn and become like children, you will never enter the kingdom of heaven. And that smile on the face, that just joy, and incorporating that joy into our daily lives. And I think one of the things that keeps us from our joy is the baggage that we haul around with us. And there's a lot of different things that can be baggage, but I used to travel a lot with my work, and one time I lost a bag. It just got shredded. And so I called my lawyer and asked him if I could, you know, sue the airline, and she told me I didn't have much of a case. So my jokes today are going to be kind of like lost luggage. You'll find them in a couple days. Or they'll find you. So what are baggage? Baggage is negative feelings and past hurt, something that you're still carrying around, even though it does no good for you today. But for some reason, you know, you just feel like you got to carry it around. And I always like visuals, and so I thought, okay, I've got a big suitcase. I can bring that and go grab it and bring it down the aisle and then clunk, clunk, clunk it up onto the podium. And then I thought, no, I don't want to bring that much baggage to church. You know, one place you really shouldn't have baggage is here at church. So I left that at home. So other baggage you can have is regret. And regret is such a useless thing, because you can do nothing with it. It's wasted energy. So, you know, get rid of that. Another baggage is worry. And a definition of worry is interest paid on a debt you may not owe. And so me working as a teller at a bank, and I've been a mortgage banker and a branch manager, but never once has anybody come into the bank and said, I don't owe you any money, but I want to pay you the interest on it now. So think about that, is that worry is interest paid on a debt you may not owe. Anger, jealousy, and fear, those are all baggage. The only thing that's not baggage is God. and love. And so when you think about what you're carrying around with you on a day-to-day basis, if it's not God and it's not love, then toss it. Because those things that you're carrying around with you is actually dead weight. On my job, I used to travel quite a bit. And I'd come home and I'd unpack my bag and go, look at this. Half of this I didn't even use. It's like, why am I carrying this back and forth? So I started doing a practice of kind of auditing my bag when I got home. As I didn't use that, I didn't use that, I didn't use that. Okay, next time I'm going to take a smaller bag, and I'm not going to pack that stuff. And pretty soon, I would just keep the bag underneath a chair, put in clean underwear, and go to my next assignment with the bank. So think about those things that you're carrying around, because there can also be physical things, stuff that you have that's weighing you down. I've seen people who have, you know, storage lockers that they keep stuff that they haven't seen for years, and yet they're paying rent on a storage locker. You know, what storage are you keeping in your head or physically that you can get rid of? And children, by nature, do not carry luggage around. So over and over again, Jesus says, let the children come up to me. Do not stop them, for thus is the kingdom of heaven. In Luke 22, the one who is greatest among you must become like the youngest, and the leader like a servant. Truly I say to you, and this is from Matthew 18:3, unless you turn and become like children, you will never enter the kingdom of heaven. And Luke 18:17, truly I say to you, and I wonder why that truly I say to you keeps coming up. It's like us saying, now listen to me, I'm not lying. But in the Bible, it's almost like saying, pay attention, this is something important. It says, truly I say to you, to whomever does not receive the kingdom of God like a child will not enter it at all. Whoever humbles himself as this child is the greatest in the kingdom of heaven. So last week, Cherie was talking about the lectionary and having to pull up verses that come out of the lectionary. And for those of you that are not familiar with what that's all about, lectionary is kind of like a three-year calendar that it says every Sunday there's three or four verses that churches all over the United States or the world have in their church service. So the verses that were on the screen today were out of the lectionary. And she was talking about how she pulled up the lectionary and was having to talk about John the Baptist during Christmas season. But it all tied together in the whole Jesus going into the temple was like, well, hey, that ties right into my sermon, because even with Jesus being a child and going into the leaders, people are like, well, what are you doing? And why are you doing that? And his parents being worried about that. Where did you go? We couldn't find you. And he's like, didn't you know I would be at my, you know, father's place? So even Jesus as a child knew that he needed to keep that youth and the education. And so one of the things I was thinking about, it's in this church, the different kids that are here and you know, what impact do we have on the children that come to this church? So I'd ask, you know, what children do you have a, you know, relationship with? Do you talk to them? Do you say, what a great job you did lighting the candles, or I really like the way you did the Advent, or what's going on with you in your life? And last Sunday, as an example, and in the first service, Jean Ann was here, and I said, Jean Ann is an example, because, yes, last Sunday, Kemper comes in and gives Jean Ann a big hug. And you go, I know that Jean-Ann had an impact on Kemper and in Kemper's life. And for those of you who may or may not remember Kemper as a little piston back in pistol, he was a child full of energy and enthusiasm, and he expressed that whenever he could. So my challenge to us as a congregation and as a church family is to value and make contact with the kids within our congregation and, you know their names. I'm not as good as this as I used to be, so I'm going to make an effort of trying to be more, but I see, you know, ones that are growing up and are on their own, and I'm just so happy that, you know, they're part of our church family, and we really need to value them. So Jesus is born, and shortly after that, what happens? He's got to travel, and they have to flee to Egypt. And going to Egypt from where they were is not like going to Ogden. It was a little further than that. And they're not getting in the minivan. They're probably still on that donkey. So I'm sure she didn't say, well, I need my makeup bag and I need my this and that, and we're going to load that donkey down and we'll get about to the end of the village. They had to travel light. And we in life should also be thinking about traveling light. So the church that I grew up with, we had a tradition on this Sunday, and we did a burning bowl ceremony. And what the burning bowl ceremony was is saying, here's something that I don't want to take into the new year. Here's something that does not do me any good. Here's something that's weighing me down, and it has no value to me, you know, right now. So me being a little bit concerned about putting smoke into the air, decided, well, we're not going to do a burning bowl, but we do have the shredder up front here. So we're going to shred those items that we don't want to take with us. And so we're going to pass out pieces of paper and a pen, and we're going to have a little meditation, and we're going to write down those things that we don't want to take with us into the new year. And as you can kind of tell from me talking, I'm kind of a analogy girl. I like seeing stuff that matches other stuff. And, you know, shredders anymore don't have just the single, you know, one line. They do what's called a cross cut. And I thought, okay, that's appropriate for this ceremony, because it's like we're taking it to the cross and leaving it behind. It's cross cut. It doesn't have an impact in our lives any longer. So I'm going to play some music, and while I do that, I want you to meditate, write down what you feel in your heart that you'd like to get rid of, and at the end, as you feel led, then we'll start shredding. So if you close your eyes, relax and become still. Think about being in that manger. And you look down and there's a baby there. It's baby Jesus. And Mary says, would you like to hold the baby? So picture yourself picking up this baby, holding it in your arms, knowing that this is the Son of God, knowing that this baby loves you more than anything in the world, more than your parents, your brothers or sisters. God loves you more than anything in the world. And you are special to God. Baby, just think to yourself, I want to be like this Christ child. I want to be new, and I want to show love to the world.